popular series, 50 Myths About Transnistria. Today's myth number 36. Transnistria gets free gas from Russia. The truth is rather complicated, and I understand why a lot of people get a little bit mixed up about it, but the short answer is no. It's not free, but there is something going on. To understand, you really need to look at a map of where Pridnestrovia is, and if you can imagine in your mind, it's about 20 kilometers wide and about 200 kilometers from north to south. It's really long and thin. To the left is the Republic of Moldova, to the right is Ukraine. So Ukraine is east, Moldova's to the west. And all three of these countries used to be part of the Soviet Union, and all three countries were part of Region South. So all of their energy systems, including natural gas and electricity, were hooked up together. They were meant to be operated as a national thing. After the Soviet Union ended, legally, all the countries took control over their own energy systems. The way it works today is that all the gas in Moldova and Pridnestrovia comes from Russia. The gas starts in Russia, it goes to Ukraine, and despite all the problems that are going on over there, it continues onwards into Pridnestrovia, or Transnistria. And at that point, it legally becomes the responsibility in the property of a company called Moldova Gas. Now, Moldova Gas used to be the state-run gas company. Pretty obvious name. Today, it's not a state-owned company. It's a public company with shareholders. About 14% of Moldova Gas's shares are owned by a company called Tiraspol Transgas. And as you can probably guess by the name, that is the gas company in Pridnestrovia. When the gas comes into Pridnestrovia, some of it is diverted for local use, and then the rest goes west onwards into the Republic of Moldova. The gas that they're taking internally is technically being sold to Tiraspol Transgas, and then the money that Tiraspol Transgas makes by selling it onwards, they actually have several other companies inside Pridnestrovia who buy all this gas, but let's not get too bogged down in the weeds here. The money that they get from selling the gas, both to residential and commercial customers, is kept inside Pridnestrovia, so it doesn't leave and go to the mother company, which is Moldova Gas. Right now, Moldova Gas, on paper, has a debt to Gazprom, which is the state-run Russian gas company. They owe them around $5 billion for unpaid gas, essentially. The theory is that since Pridnestrovia takes some of the gas that's going through its country and then doesn't pay Moldova Gas for it, therefore the gas is free. But since Pridnestrovia is a part owner of Moldova Gas, they're kind of stealing partly from themselves. And if that wasn't weird enough, there's a larger shareholder in Moldova Gas, and that is Gazprom. In fact, half of all the shares in Moldova Gas are owned by Gazprom, so Moldova Gas's debts are owed to Gazprom, so half of that money is owed by Gazprom itself to itself. So that's a little weird. That's the situation with the gas. But the situation with the overall picture is actually even crazier, because the Republic of Moldova gets most of its electricity from Pridnestrovia, and Pridnestrovia uses natural gas to make some of that electricity. Pridnestrovia has several energy plants. One's a hydroelectric dam, that's their biggest one, but they're also gas-fired plants. They make way more electricity than they need, so they make money by selling it to other countries and customers, and one of their biggest customers is the Republic of Moldova. So in one sense, Pridnestrovia is not paying for any gas, and at the same time, they're turning around and paying Pridnestrovia for the electricity that they're using. So it's a very confusing situation, and it's a little unfair to say that anyone's getting anything for free. But it is true that Pridnestrovia does have an abundance of energy, and that includes electricity. So one of their latest things is that there are several Bitcoin or cryptocurrency quote-unquote farms, where buildings with racks of computers going 24 hours a day crunching a bunch of numbers in order to create or mine Bitcoin and stuff like that. So now you understand a little bit about the energy situation between Pridnestrovia and Moldova. Wow, thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to read more about what's going on in Pridnestrovia, the Republic of Moldova, or Romania, you can visit my website. It is kingofromaniaalloneword.com. And there's over 1,500 articles on there. So if you're looking for something to read, you found the right place. But for now, enjoy this beautiful music.
Мне часто светят звезды.
скучаю по тебе. Помню твои руки, помню слезы. Ну а ты забыла обо мне. Девочка моя, скажи, что еще любишь? Девочка моя, скажи, скажи мне так.